From the Frost Report came, do not adjust your set. Eric Idle.
It happens when I'm writing for the Frost Report is that Humphrey Barclay calls me up and asks me to do not adjust your set.
Right.
Michael Palin.
And once that was up and going, that was really a proper show. You know, that was a feeling this was our... we weren't just contributors, we were sort of basically writers and performers of a regular 13-episode half-hour series. All right, it was on children's television time, but, you know, still it was something we had a very big part to play in.
Yeah.
And so then I think the confidence grew, and, you know, we were writing stuff for David Frost. We were also writing things for some sort of odd other acts. I remember writing stuff for Ken Dodd and all that, and Marty Feldman was thinking of doing his own show. But basically, we were just churning out whatever we could then. But Eric and Terry and myself, as once Do Not Adjust Your Set was up and running, saw a lot of each other, and used to go and have rather nice lunches in Ponte Vecchio and Earl's Court Road.
Up until this point, Palin, Jones and Idle had mostly been writers for TV, not actors. Do Not Adjust Your Set was a chance for them to return to the craft they had learned in university reviews, performing the material they had written.
Humphrey Barclay came to me in 66 or something, and he said, I wanted you to do a children's show. And he said, I've got the Bonzo Dog Band. And he said, I want some people to, I want a writer-performer. I want you to be a writer and performer. Second time in my life, he changed my life in comedy. Thank you, Humphrey. And I said, well, okay, but I want Mike and Terry. I must have Mike and Terry. So I got to pick them. And then they came, and then we three of us wrote Do Not Adjust Your Set. And I would write sketches on my own. They'd write together, but they'd also write apart, you know, separately.
Performing was very much a part of the equation, as far as I was concerned.
Michael Palin.
I wasn't really interested in just being a writer. And I was writing sort of material which I felt often only I could sort of bring to life, to be honest. And I think Terry probably felt the same as well. And Eric too. And so when you would be at script meetings, I mean, we'd perform our material. Other people would read their material. We'd perform ours. I don't know, just had a certain extra element. Oh, God, yes, here we go. And that became a very, very important part of the Python process eventually. The key thing really was that Do Not Adjust Your Set from 67 onwards really had established Terry Jones and myself and Eric as writer-performers. So people had seen what we could do.